Good evening, everybody. This evening, I'd like to talk about one aspect of a well-known bracha. The well-known bracha is the bracha of Shechiyonu, which we tend to associate mostly with Yontif or with mitzvahs that have to do with Yontif. We say Shechiyonu when we light candles on Yontif night, and of course in Kiddush we say Shechiyonu, and we say Shechiyonu on mitzvahs that have to do with Yontif, and Tekiyah Shofar, and Atzilus Lulav, and so on. But there are other aspects of Shechiyonu as well, so I want to speak tonight about one lesser known aspect of the bracha of Shechiyonu, and with it, a bracha that's very much related to Shechiyonu, the bracha called HaTov HaMeitiv, a lesser known bracha altogether. So those two, it's the heads and tails of the same coin, and I entitled the shiur giving thanks for good news, because the Mishnah tells us, we'll see in a moment, that a person is supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you hear good news, glad tidings. So our point of departure here in this week's Sedra, Parshas Lech Lecha, the first of the sources, Bereishis Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Zayin, towards the beginning of the Sedra, Vayir Hashem al Avram, Varma Lazarcha, Tenis Haaretz Hazos, Vayir HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram, at that time he's still called Avram, not Abraham, and he tells him, I'm going to give this land that you're going to the Eretz Canaan, then called, later Eretz Yisrael, of course, to your descendants, and Vayivan Shom Mizbech, Lashem Ani Re'lov, and Avram built the Mizbech, and gave an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi comments in the second source on that Pasuk, Parakut Beis Pasuk Zayin, Vayivan Shom Mizbech, what was he doing with building Mizbech? To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two things, Al Besoras HaZerav, Al Besoras Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's one statement, there are actually two promises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give this land to your descendants. So number one, there's a bracha that is going to have descendants. At that point, Abraham had no children. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this land will be given to your descendants. That means he's going to have children. And number two, that they're going to get this land as a gift, the land of Eretz Yisrael. So it was a double message to Abraham, two pieces of good news. So he built a mizbeach to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mishnah tells us in Brachas, in the last parak of Brachas, a long Mishnah, Daf Nun Dalar and Aleph, in the Gemara in Brachas, the Mishnah says, Al Geshomim, that's rain, which is not our issue right now. Well, I mean, it is our issue, it's pouring out, but it's not the issue of our discussion this evening. Al Geshomim Val Besoros Tovos. When you hear good news, glad tidings, happy tidings, Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. We recite a bracha. Baruch HaTov. When it says Baruch, it means Baruch HaTov Hashem Al Kenem Acham HaTov HaMeitiv. That's what you make the bracha you make when you hear good news. Now, Rabbi Bar Tanura, on that mission in brachas, it's Parak Tes, Mishnah Beis, source number four. He qualifies it. He says regarding the rain. So you make the rain that brought when it rains and you have a field and so on. So you want the rain in the field so the crops can to grow in the right time. Mivarach HaTov HaMeitiv. But he says, well, who the Isle Arab is Shukfus Simachrini? That bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv is recited only when you have a partnership. This field that's now benefiting from the rain, you own together with somebody else. Because the word Hachi Mashma HaTov HaMeitiv, HaTov L'Didei, HaMeitiv L'Achrini. The double language HaTov HaMeitiv implies that there are two people benefiting from this good news. HaTov, good for me. Meitiv, it's good for somebody else also. So that's the phrase HaTov HaMeitiv. Avo, Ki Lesle Arakal. What if this rains? And I don't own any land. It's good in general that it rains, but I don't own any land. So then you say something else, which I'm going to skip over now because it's not our issue. But at the very end of four, the Baratunur writes, Im Yeshlo Karka Levado. But if I have a field that belongs solely to me, then Mivarech Shechiyonu. So you see from that Bartanura that Shechiyonu and HaTov HaMeitiv are heads and tails of the same coin. When I alone benefit from this good news, so then the bracha is Shechiyonu. But when I have a partner, when it benefits somebody else as well, the text is HaTov HaMeitiv. So when you hear good news, so if the good news is beneficial to me alone, I'll say Shechiyonu. If the good news is beneficial to me and somebody else as well, so then I say HaTov HaMeitiv. So the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Testament Beis, on this Gemara, on this Mishnah, says in Source 5, Atanya, Tzoro Shel Dover Al Shelohu Omer Baruch Shechiyonu V'Kimonu. When something is for yours, it's good for you. Okay, it's Shechiyonu V'Kimonu. Al Shelov Al Shel Chaveru. When it's good for you and somebody else, Bar Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. Rashi says, V'Hatanya, usually in the Gemara, with the V'Hatanya implies there's a question coming up. It's a V'Hatanya, it doesn't, it's a, how can we say X? It's a Bryce that says Y. But once in a while, V'Hatanya, as Rashi here says in 6, B'Nechusa, it comes as a support statement. It's not a question. And this is one of those cases. And it says, Tzor Shadova, Klaus Shadova. The rule is, when you benefit yourself, you say Shechiyonu, when somebody else benefits with you, Tatova Meitim. And that's how the Rambam Paskin, Source 7, Hilchas Brochas, Paragut, Aloha Gimel, Shoma Shmua Tova. If you hear a good news, Shmua Tova, Mevarach, Baruch HaTov, Shem, Al Kemach, Lam HaTov, HaMeitim. Rambam is telling it over like the language of the Gemara. That's if it's somebody else. And the Halacha Zayin, that's Halacha Gimel. Halacha Zayin, he writes based on the Gemara. Tzara shel dover, kol dover tova shulo uvula acherim, anything which is good for him, for a person, and for somebody else, mevarcha tova meitiv, tova shelo levado. But if it's good only for you, by yourself, then you say shechiyanu. And that's what it says in the Torah, for example, or Chaim Simon Reish Chav Beis. Al Shmuel Shein Tovus, verse 8, Al Shmuel Shein Tovus, Lo Ula Acherim, Mevarach HaTov HaMeitiv, right, if something's good for you and somebody else, HaTov HaMeitiv, and the priest explains, in the Oz Aleph there, in Simresh Chav Beis, it says, Aval Al Shmuel Shein Tovus, Lo Levado, so you say, Shechiyanu. And then he wonders why the Torah prints first what the bracha you say when it benefits you and somebody else, and then later he talks about the bracha when it's on you. Okay, there's a reason. Okay, which is actually the language of the Mishnah. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way as well. This is a rule in the Shulchan Aruch, it's halacha, okay, and it's not just some musar, a nice thing, it's halacha. Or Chaim Sin Reish Chav Beis Sif Aleph, so it's 10. Al Shmuel Shem Tovos Lo Levado Mevarach Shechianu, Bimein Tovos Lo Ulacherim Mevarach HaTova Meitim. So I said at the outset, now here I want to talk about a lesser known aspect of a famous bracha, Shechianu. And here we're informed that one of the times you recite Shechianu, aside from Yontif and all those mitzvahs and so on, one of the times you recite Shechianu is upon hearing good news, being excited about something you're told about and you hear about. And the other bracha that we're focusing on is the expanded Shechianu, so to speak, that when you benefit, when whatever good news you're hearing benefits not only you, but somebody else as well, the text, instead of Shechianu, it's HaTov HaMeitiv. And that's what it says in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and so on. There are a few things I want to speak about regarding this bracha. First of all, the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, one of the Balei Tosfos, points out in Siman Tov, Tov Mem Aleph 11, whenever, and you know, the same Mishnah, we didn't say this, but the same Mishnah says, God forbid, when you hear bad news, and then you say, Baruch Dayan Emes, we're familiar with that too, probably more familiar with that, but it's not our topic for tonight, but the Sefer Chassidim says in 11, Adam Shenema v'shmuot shetzorach l'baruch alecha tova meitiv v'shechiyanu, if you hear something which requires the recitation of a tova meitiv v'shechiyanu, oh, Baruch Dayan Emes, that's the case, im ein hamagid neman, who's delivering the news exactly? Who's telling you this, okay? What if you heard it from somebody, you know, out in the street or something, or someone didn't hear you? It's a rumor, it's a story, and so on. It sounds like the Sefer Chassidim was also familiar with fake news, you know? Right? You'll get the story from somebody else, not necessarily reliable, okay? So then you don't make the bracha, okay? Lo yivarech. You have to know that the information being presented to you is accurate. And, you know, sometimes, even well-meaning people, sometimes they heard this. I mean, you know, I don't know. I definitely had the experience with certain people, and probably you have also, they tell you something and there's always something missing. Whenever they tell you the story, whatever it's about, and they mean well, they're good people, but somehow, you know, they told me this, that, and then I find that afterwards, oh, they miss one piece, and it's an important piece a lot of the time. There's certain people like that, I've definitely had that experience. So you have to make sure. And then he writes also that let's say you hear that you were robbed, and then you hear that they caught the guy. But he says, don't make the bracha until you get your thing back, right? It's nice they caught the guy, but you want to get your item back, okay? Anyway, and then he questions at the very end, but don't we find that not in this week's Sedra, in a couple of weeks, Parshas Chayisara, that the Eved of Avram, right, already thanked Hashem for when he met Rivka before the whole story was finished up, right? Take a look at the next sources, a side point. But in Parshas Chayisara, Bereishis Perek Chav Dalet, let's look first at Chav Vav and Chav Zayin. At the well, when he met Rivka, so Vayikod HaIsh Vayish Tachal Hashem, he bowed and he thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they gave a bracha. Right, by Chav Zayin of Parakov Dalam Brachas. V'Amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram Asher Lo'ozav Chasam Itom Eima Adoni Anochi B'Derech Nachani Hashem Beis Achei Adoni. What do you know? I came to the place where my master's family and so on and so forth. It didn't work out yet. The story wasn't finished. Right, they didn't know yet they were going to agree to let Rivka back. But the Sefer Chassidim says, how do you make the bracha when the story hadn't played out yet? So he said, but there he had a nevuah from Avram. That's why I printed in Pasuk Zayin, in the first line in 12, Avram told him before he left, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you and guide you and be with you, Hashem Elokei Shamayim, and so on, you know, who Yelech Lefanecha, and so on, who Yishlach Malach Lefanecha, etc. Okay, now, the Magen Avram paskens like this, La'alocha 13, there in some Reish Chav Beis of Orachayim, Sikot Aleph, Al Shmuz, the Dafka Shishon Pi Adam Nema, and Sheroh HaDavar, he got to have heard this news from a reliable person who actually saw it, not that he heard about it from someone who mentioned to him at a Kiddush, who heard about it at a wedding, you know, one of those type of stories. Okay, and the Shabru also, in Sukkot and Aleph, the Dafka Shon Pi Adam Neman, and the person saw it himself, his first-hand information, okay, And the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Nos Aleph in 15, says, the Efshet Abin and Dafka Sheikh Muchzuk Bekashrus. It's got to be somebody who's known to be a reliable person, not just Tam Bnei Adam. Okay, so that's one point I wanted to mention with regard to that bracha. Now, it's also interesting, the language that's used in the Mishnah, if you look back in Source 3, Al Besoros Tovos, okay, and in the Shulchan Aruch in Source 10, Al Shmuos, in the plural always the plural. What if I heard just one piece of good news? You know, so that's an interesting question. Why do you phrase it? The Rambam Grada didn't phrase it that way. The Rambam in Source 7, the Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, writes, Shoma Shmua Tova. Shmua in the singular. But the Gemara Mishnah Brachos and Daim Aleph says, Al Besoros Tovas. And the Mechaber in Simon Reish Chav Bei Sif Aleph writes, Al Shmua Shem Tova. So the Sefer Halachas Ketanos, Source 16, Chelek Aleph from Kuf Tzarites, was asked, Am I Nokat Shmua's Tovas Ubsuros Loshen Rabim? Why did they say Loshen Rabim? You have to have more than one piece of good news, maybe. Okay? You know, there's a bracha we say on trees when they blossom. So the bracha is Ilonos Tovos. Some posts say you can't say it over one tree. You have to see two trees. And most assume not like that. Halacha. I'm just saying, it's curious that it says Loshen Rabim. So Tshuva, he answers, Efshe dafilu bolo harbe vasachas. Let's say you heard a few pieces of good news at once. It's a lucky day, right? Or in close proximity, sagi bebracha achas. One bracha suffices. That's what it's trying to hint at. Yeah, of course you make the bracha when you hear one piece of good news. But if you hear several pieces of good news, you just didn't get a chance to make the bracha yet. So you can say one bracha for all of them. That's what Mishnah Berurah says in Zekot and Beis in 17. Nokar peloshen rabim lahoros. Okay, one bracha covers many. Okay, Sharatzion adds, and near the Basachas Lav Dafke. It doesn't have to be all at the same moment. As long as I have not yet made the bracha on the first piece of good news, so that, and then an hour later or 10 hours later, whatever, I hear another piece of good news, one bracha suffices. Now, also the important thing is to make sure you recite this bracha right away before you thank the person delivering the bracha. You know, when we hear bad news, sometimes we want to shoot the messenger, right? Well, when we hear good news, you're very happy with the person who brought you the good news. But the Sefer Chassidim writes, 19, Simon Tov Mem Dalad, Mi Shebo Lo B'surah Tova Shenolad Lo Bein, let's say, I mean, it wouldn't come up today. Most of the time you're there when your babies are born. But the one time, you know, the fathers were either in the hospital waiting room downstairs, waiting to hear from the nurse who bring the information, or they weren't in the hospital at all. They were home, waited to hear. So someone brought them news, they had a child. Lo yachzik tov al mevaso, don't thank the person who brings you the news. Ad shivarach tchila l'misha chanano ben zachar. First thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You always thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Our inclination might be to first say thank you to the person who brought the report. But no, first thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you thank the person. First say, at least Baruch Hashem, make the bracha first. And that's also, interestingly enough, learned. I mean, Sefer Chassidim doesn't quote it, but I think it's the same thing. Also from this week's Sedra, we find in Source 20, here in Parash Lecha and Bereishis Parak Yudal and Pasuk Yuches, after Avram returns from getting involved in the battle between the four kings and the five kings. Remember the story, right? Lot is taken prisoner. So Avram jumps into the fracas to rescue his nephew Lot. And he comes back and he's victorious. And so the king of Shalem, a gentleman by the name of Malkitzedek, Melech Shalem, greets Avram on his way home and brings him, as it says in Parak Yudal and Pasuk Yuches, Malkitzedek, Melech Shalem, Hotzi Lechem Oyon, Vehu Kohen Lekel Oyon. He was a Kohen, and whatever that means exactly in those days, and he brought Avram food, and Yud-Tes Vayvarcheo, and he blessed Avram. So Vayomer, Baruch Avram Lekel Oyon Kodesh Mayvoretz. Blessed is Avram, and so on, right? And Ubaruch Kel Oyon Hashem Yigin Shem Yadecha, and blessed is the God who protected you, and so on. So who is this Malkitzedek? So Rashi there in Perek Yudal Pasuk Yuches quotes the Medrash Agada that who Shame ben Noach, none other than Shame the son of Noach. Okay, all right, sounds like a very nice gesture on Shame or Malkitzedek's part. However, the Gemara in the Dorm Lamed Beis and Beis finds fault in what he did. Amar Bzeira Yeshua Bishmol 22 in the Dorm Lamed Beis and Beis Bikesh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lahotzi Kehuna Mishem. You know, it says in the Pasuk he was a Kohen, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take it away. Okay? Why? Before he was a Kohen, now he wants to take it away. Why? Because what he did was, he first, if you look in Pasuk Yotes, he first blessed Avram. Baruch Avram L'Kel Elyon. He blessed Avram. Then he, in second Pasuk, Pasuk Chaf, Baruch Kel Elyon. And that's not right. Okay? In other words, he lost it because of what he said. That's how Rashi explains in 23. Al dibur shemal kitzedek nitlo mimena kahuna. He lost the kahuna. That's how the Ran and the Dorm. In the Dorm, we have the Ran on the page, right? He says, taken away. And now, both the Ran over there in 24 and Tosis on that daf, Lama Beis and Beis, Lahotzi Kuna Mishem, what do you mean? By giving it to Avram, Avram is also a descendant of Shem, right? So, you know, it stayed in the Shem family, but okay, it was limited to one person, whatever it is, okay? And the Pasuk that the Gemara backs it up with is Al-Divras Malkit Tzedek, Pasuk and Tchilim Per Kuf Yud, okay, first talking about Avram, and then Pasuk Dalav, Al-Divras Malkit Tzedek, he lost it on account of what happened with Malkit Tzedek, lost the Kuhn on account of what happened. What happened? So that's what the Gemara says, because he blessed a person before blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Total side point, but I've mentioned this in the past. That's what some poskim say. You know when this comes up? When you make Al-Chaim. You want to make Al-Chaim. A lot of times, I mean, right now we're not getting together so often, but a lot of times people pour, should I take a glass of schnapps or wine, say Al-Chaim, Al-Chaim, and then you make a broch and you drink it. Some posts can say that's wrong. Okay, you should first make the bracha, acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then say l'chaim. So you make a bracha, then make sure you sip something. Don't interrupt between the bracha and the drinking by saying l'chaim. We say bracha Hashem Shekhar, drink some, and then say l'chaim. Okay, it's not people a lot of times don't do it that way. I'm not saying it's the end of the world, but some of the posts can say the proper thing to do is you get a glass of wine or a cup of schnapps or something like that. So first say you make the bracha, take a little sip. So the bracha is chal on that little sip. Then you can say l'chaim to whomever you want. Okay, so that's based on this Gemara. So that's what Sefer Chassidim says also, when you want to thank somebody for good news, first thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that's just how serious it is, in Siman Tof Tof Mem Hei, the Sefer Chassidim writes in 37, Misha Del Hagib Sarah Tov L'Chaver, a guy wants to bring good news to somebody, but the somebody, the recipient, he's in the bathhouse, he's B'merchatz, or Mokum Tinovitz, where his place he can't make the bracha. So then you should not tell him the news right away, because then he's going to be so excited to make a bracha, he'll say the bracha in a place you're not supposed to make a bracha. Right? In those days, they have public bathhouses and so on. So when you're inside, you know, you have no clothes on and so on, so you don't make a bracha. So Sefer Chassidim says that wait till he comes out. You know, wait till he comes out. Unless that person's such a tzaddik and so on, you know, so you know he's not going to say, he knows where he is, he won't say the bracha, but be careful where you tell it to him. It just shows you how serious this is, that you should hold back to make sure the person is able to make a bracha. Another interesting thing about this bracha emerges indirectly, but from a Gemara in Ksubis, which I'll say outside to save some time, in 28. The Gemara is in Ksubis, Samach Beis Amud Beis. I have the Gemara there, 28, and the Rashi in 29. The Gemara says that even when you have good news, the Gemara tells a whole story. Hananya ben Chachinoi, okay? He went to go learn in the Beis Medrash for many years, and he hadn't been home. And basically, he came home, and his wife was so startled, delighted, but so startled to see him that she had like a heart attack. Meaning, as follows, sometimes you can bring good news. The good news can shock the recipient's system. They're very careful, especially with elderly people and so on. In other words, the people who are not well necessarily, it's an important point that Gemara says. Then Gemara mentions somebody else. Moshe, the son of Chama Bisa, so he made sure first to get word to his wife that he was coming home, so you'll have less of a shock to the system. And you know where we learn that from? We learn that from the story in Parshas Vayigash with the children of Yaakov, you know, telling him that Yosef's still alive. Take a look, and we'll skip down to 30. Now you can read that. Gemara Ksubis tells these two stories, but I told you outside. Bereishis Parak Mem Hei Pasuk Chavav. Vayagidu Lo Lemar O Yosef Chai V'Chihu Moshe B'Chal Eretz Mitzrayim. They came back and they said, "Guess what? Yosef's still alive. After all these years, 22 years, Yosef's still alive." And it says, "Vayofak Libo Kilo Hamilahem." His heart tremored or whatever. He didn't believe them. He began to, and then they told him what he said and so on and so forth. And slowly but surely, then he realized it and it says, "Vatechi ruach Yaakov aviyim." And he said, "I better go see him before I die," and so on. But the point being, and that's how I'm afraid to explain the Alshech. It's a beautiful explanation in 31. Again, I'm not going to read the whole thing to save some time, but the Alshech on that in Parshat Yigash, he writes on Pasuk Chav Vav there in Parak Memches, look at 31. Hine Hashomea b'Saratova pis'om. If somebody hears even good news very suddenly, okay, very suddenly, mehachaviv lo mistaking, okay, from the delight, and suddenly can become dangerous, okay, like Kemasa the Ishto b'Chanina ben Chachinai, and that Gemara Ksubas we just mentioned, okay, and therefore the brothers knew that if they tell Yosef this kind of news in a very sudden fashion, it could, you know, could come a heart attack. He'd be so thrilled that he won't be able to control himself and so on. And therefore, they first started talking about other things, and he explains how they did it. Okay. And therefore, in Pasuk in Oschav Zion, there he writes Pasuk Achla Atlo. They did it slowly. Hosifu by Dabar of Kol Dibrei Yosef. They told them about the conversation they had with Yosef slowly but surely, and then the very end, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Vesharos on Ruach Hakodesh. So says the Al Shech. In a similar vein, the Aruch Chaim Hakodesh in there in Parshas Vayigash Perk Memhei Pasuk Chavav. What's Lemor? The Tom Omer Lemor Nischak Mulevaso Bederes Lo Yistaken Yaakov. They were intelligent enough to tell him this good news in a way that it wouldn't cause him danger and it wouldn't shock his system. Ki Dovo Yaduahu Ki Bsura Tova Kishtia Yagon Uma Gam Kishia Muflas Roa Simcha Yisukan Adam Yachlos Riigva Pesach Pisom. It could happen. I mean, psychologically, he was in anguish all these years. Suddenly, he hears, "Oh, it's not true." Still, you know, wow, how could it be? Right, they could put him in danger. And therefore, they were clever enough to do it in such a way and so on. They talked about it and they said, oh, Yosef Chai. And for that reason, in the Sefer Pele Yoetz, source 33, Pele Yoetz, which is a Sefer, which as the name suggests, a suggestion of advice on different topics and Ashkof and so on, encyclopedic type order. So he has an entry on Besora, news, good news. Okay? And he says, first of all, 33, Besora, im yodea, Besora, tov l'chaver, maherim r'elo. If you have good news, you can share with someone. So share them right away. Share right away. You should tell right away the good news. Don't wait for 3 days to call him. Tell him right away because, you know, you can give a person life and encourage a person and so on. Okay? So you should tell him right away. And that's part of, he says, it's part of Gemilas Chesed. Okay? And he says, look what he says, a little bit of condemnation for us. Well, not so much today because we have such good communication. But he says, look at the third line of 33. He condemns the lazy people who go on trips and never write and never let their family know that they're okay. You know, today it's not as hard, although there's some people like that. Sometimes the kids, they go away, they never let you know. I remember one of my sons, when he went to Eretz Yisrael for a chasana, so he took one of these funny flights and he stopped off in all places in Turkey. And he's going to be in Greece. Okay. No, maybe it was. I forgot it right now. But whoever it was, you know, so my wife said, okay, just stay in the airport. He said, it's a 9-hour thing. You're not staying in the airport. They offered him a free bus tour of wherever, okay, of Constantinople or something like that. So, he took this bus tour. My wife was all nervous, you know, and I said, okay, but please call me when you get back to the airport. You know, of course, he didn't call when he got back to the airport, or he couldn't. I don't know. My wife was already calling the embassy, and, you know, who knows what's going to be, you know. And then later the phone rings. Oh, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm at Saba's house. And I was like, but for those times in between, you know, you have spilkas, like they say in Yiddish. So that's what the episode of Eli Oitz writes about. People don't write to their family and tell them everything's okay. Okay, and then you hear good news, and you know, it could shock your system, etc. So the same thing, the proper thing is to let people know, and try and share good news as soon as possible. Okay, he brings raya from Tanakh. Okay, the question with all of this is a very simple one, and the Aruch HaShulchan asks it in some Reish Chof Beis Sivalot. What exactly qualifies as good news? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's good news? I mean, you make a bracha, okay, a bracha of Shechiano, or if it impacts you and other people, Atova, Meitim, and all these dinim, and you see, by the way, that obviously it was taken seriously, okay? I mean, we have halachas, and Shulchan Aruch, and poskim, and so on about it, how to say the bracha, and how to deliver the news, you know, but what exactly qualifies as good news? I mean, if you're from Los Angeles, and you're happy the Dodgers won the World Series the other night, so that's good news? Maybe it is. I don't know. You know, I mean, you have to figure what exactly qualifies as good news. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Aleph, in the same Simon, Reish Chof Beis and Aruch Chaim, he quotes the Mishnah, right? The Besoros Tov, we say Baruch HaTov Meitiv. And otherwise, if it's just you, you say Shechiano and so on. And he also mentioned a second line, V'dafka kishashoma absurum piyish neman. You heard it from a reliable person, like we said. But at the end of the second line there in 34, it's V'eino mevuror ma'nikur shmua tova. But it's not really clear, says the Aruch HaShulchan, what qualifies a Shmua Tova. V'anira shetzorach lios tova chashuva sheshomach b'zaharbe. It's got to be the really exciting news that you're overjoyed and delighted about. Again, he's not giving exact definitions, but he's saying it's got to be not, oh, that's nice, you know, okay. It's got to be news that you're really excited to hear about. Hein simcha shomomon v'hein min simcha acheres. Whether it's, you know, good news, you won the lottery, or so you got a big raise, or the deal you were working on just got, signed and sealed and so on. Okay, he's going to get a lot of money or some other thing. Okay, and because when it comes to money, of course, totally fi ashirus of ani usa, it depends on the person. Okay, the mashallah ani dover goro alasha dover cotton. You know, for a rich person, this deal. And sometimes you hear people, the business deals or stock deals out, they made $1 million, they lost $1 million out, big deal. You know, okay, it's very nice. You know, but you know, for other people, I remember once I was at, I think I've told this many once, I was once at a dinner many, many years ago, and I went to greet these people I knew were supporting an organization I was running here, and a small organization. This is a big dinner. And I went there. I was at table, you know, 67, you know, on the way back, you know, by the kitchen. But these people were table one. So I went over to Salem. Just then, they told them to immediately be seated so they can take the pledges and so on. I was like caught way in the front room. So there was an empty seat. They just sit over here. Okay, I sat down. So they were coming around collecting the pledges. So the husband, the wife is the husband, how much should we give? So the husband said, I was thinking $25,000. And she said, oh, I was thinking $50,000. And he said, okay. I mean, there was no hesitation. I mean, okay, well, good, same difference. You know, Baruch Hashem is a big Baalei Tzedakah. And there are people like that, Baruch Hashem. I mean, you know, so that's what Aruch HaShulchan writes. For what one person is you know, relatively insignificant, you know, for somebody else is a lot. The truth is, the Gemara mentions that. There's a Gemara in the Darim, Daf Mem Tes and Beis, in 35. Rabbi Yehuda was very poor, apparently. Tvisa Rabbi Yehuda, his wife, went out and she got some wool or something, and she made a type of a scarf or some type of an over, like a cloak sort of kind of thing. And she wore it when she went to the marketplace. And when he went out, he wore it. And look what he said at the end of 35. He made a bracha on this little cloak that she made, you know. And that's what the Rashi says there in the Darim, the Mefarshim there in the Darim. When he wore it, he would wear it, and Shatani Meil Les Rashahel Lech Lael and Chaviv Kol Kach Shalal Larachet, and nothing else. For somebody else, it would be a piece of junk, but for him, it was valuable. As Brother Ron also says there in the Darim, Shachoshu Beinav Kimeil. So obviously, there is some subjectivity to it. Okay, the Rosh writes in Anatzugi in Brachas in Perak Tesim and Tes Zayin. 38, the Rosh writes, Nira Lari, the Dafke Bekelem Chashuvim. This is something else, okay? When you make a bracha on new clothing, right? Okay, so what new clothing? Right, you buy a new pair of socks? I mean, what new clothing? So there's some subjectivity there also, right? Something not so important, so then, you know, a pair of shoes or something like that, a pair of socks, you don't make the bracha on. But on the second line, the Rosh writes, in 38, there's Perak Tesim and Tezayin, the Aroi Eliyah, Kol of Yimashu Adam, Sheyesh Ani, Shesamech B'cholok Yoser Me'asher, B'kenem Chashuvim. For one guy, a poorer person, he gets this brand new shirt. Oh, wow, it's a big thing. Where a rich guy, a fancy suit, doesn't even think twice about it. So again, it's some subjectivity. I remember Rav Soloveitchik, I think it's in one of the biography that his sister wrote, you know, that the mother promised that they would have new shirts or something like that for Yontif, but she wasn't able to get the wool. So we don't think twice about it. A new suit, a new shirt. You know, again, it depends on the person. That's how the Rosh points out. And he quotes this Gemara in the Darim. And the Torah brings this lahalacha in Arachayim Sim Reshchov Gimel, 39. Adoni Avar Rosh Kasov, Yerol Esha Kolot Mashu Adam, Yesh Anish Shazamech Waluko Yos Ma'asher Bekenim Chashubim. And the Prima Gadim says, I'm sorry, before I get that, regarding, and therefore it seemed to me to be the same thing about good news. It depends. Okay. For one person, such a thing is a tremendous experience. And for somebody else, it's not such a tremendous experience. Obviously, there is some subjectivity here. Now, another interesting thing that emerges from the poskim here, the Prima Gadim on that simon, some Reish Chav Gimel, some Cotton Bays, says, when do you make the bracha? We already learned you should make the bracha before you thank the recipient. But at what point, you know, I mean, what if I didn't make the today, tomorrow, next week? How long do I have to make the bracha? So the Prima Gadim quotes in the Eshal Avram, Sukkot and Beis, in 40, V'nira dekan, kula alma modim afla achar kedei dibur. It doesn't have to be tol kedei dibur, you know, like as soon as the person tells the good news, right away you say the bracha. As long as that da'ayin atolba ba'olam, right? As long as it's, you're still excited about it. Right, the Mishabura writes in that same Simon Reish Chav Gimel, Sivkot and Gimel. He quotes the Prima Gadim, "Afilim lo berach techef." Even if you didn't make the bracha immediately when you heard the news, you know, do it afterwards because Adayin Atovanim Sheches. Right, it's continuing. You still feel good about it. Okay, until when? In Sivkot and Tesvav, writes the Mishabura, "Bizor levarach techef kodem sheyisragel biyestalek asimcha emeno." after a while, it's human nature, you're not so excited about it. We're very happy when it happened. It's good news. And then after a while, you get used to it. You're not so, it doesn't mean such a big simcha. You're used to it already. Yisragel means you're used to it, right? So once you're used to it, then you make the bracha anymore. You can't make the bracha then. Because, you know, the whole bracha, the whole idea is say the bracha when you're at the moment of your joy. Then you've heard the news already. So you know already. Okay. So you're not that, not that excited about it anymore. Is there a limit? So it's not clear from those poskim. The Moruk Tzia, in 3042, the Moruk Tzia was written by Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Okay, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, one of the great Gedolei Achronim. So he wrote the Shuvah Shilas Yavetz, but he wrote a parish on the tour called Moruk Tzia. So in Simon Reish Chav Dalad, he says, If you blew it, and you didn't make the bracha right, it's still lo niftar b'shul kach me'abracha. That doesn't exempt you from the bracha. Make the bracha whenever you remember, whenever you realize it. Okay? And he says, okay? It's not like a bracha on thunder and lightning, as soon as it's gone, you don't feel it anymore, right? This lingers on. Okay? The Hanoah continues. But he writes at the very end, and I don't know the mucker for this, but it's what he says. That's what I'm showing to you. The very end of 42, and that more to you. Mikol mokom nirelisha achar shlosha yomim l'shmiya shuv lo yivarach b'shem umalchus. Okay, he said, after 3 days, then you don't say the baruch anymore with the Shem Hashem. You can say baruch, baruch shechiyanu, baruch atah, but don't say baruch atah with the Shem Hashem. The only thing is he ends dumi de birchas agoma. Well, that's not how we paskim a birchas agoma. So I don't know, but that's the Moruk Tzia suggestion. That you really have only 3 days to say the bracha. Okay, Eshel Avram Abuchach is even more machmir, and that same Simon Reish Chof Gimel, he says, he says, even if you delayed, I don't know how long, but if you didn't say it right at the time when you got the news, don't say it with Shem Malchus. In terms of Psak, Rav Sternberg has a tshuva about this in 44. Charles Tshuva's tshuva on Haggis, Chelik Aleph Simon Reish, okay? A person had a boy, and he said, Bracha Tova Meitim, and so on. So he nishalti toward the end of Ad Ema Samavorach. He said 3 days of the same, not other stuff and so on. And he says as follows. He says it could be after Tovka they were Harish Ikra Bracha. He says the main bracha is, as we said before, is Tovka de Dibu when you first hear it. Okay, and what I would say is Lachay Nira to finish his tshuva, the Lachay Nira, the La'achar Shabola Beis HaKnesses. Okay, v'siper la'ohava v'yedida v'absara tova. After you've spread the news, you come to shul, you told your friends, right? I mean, when we hear good news, Baruch Hashem, we want to share it with other people, right? So as soon as you shared, you called your friends and so on, right? V'siper la'ohava v'yedida v'absara tova shenod lo zocher shuv eino mevarech. She'ikar ha'simcha nimshach ad shemodi alahem. The primary simcha is still in place until you've shared it with your friends. Once you share it, you made a few phone calls. Today you send one WhatsApp or whatever, one text. So all of a sudden, all of your 200 friends or whatever you put on Facebook, so everyone knows about it right away. But once everybody knows about it, you don't have that same simcha. Okay? You shouldn't make the bracha anymore if everybody knows about it. So that's his psak. So those are some insights with regards to this bracha. What I'd like to look at now is a little bit of a chakira, just trying to understand the nature of this particular bracha. Okay? As we've seen now, this is even though we associate the bracha of Shechiyanu with mitzvahs and yontif, obviously it's not limited to mitzvahs. Good news, not mitzvahs, right? It's good news. So what is the category of the bracha? Is it what we would call a birchas hanenin? Birchas hanenin means a bracha on something we get benefit from, we enjoy, right? Like the brachas on food, we enjoy. Brachas on smelling something pleasant, like the besamim, we enjoy. So this is also in that category of bracha. It's a birchas hanenin on the hanoah, on the perhaps mental pleasure or like emotional pleasure that I get from hearing this good news. I'm not tasting anything. I'm not physically doing anything, but I get psychological pleasure from this, emotional pleasure from this information. So it's a form of birchas hanenin. Or is it more in the category we call a birchas hashevach? It's simply praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, and that's really the question. So it's interesting. If you look in Source 45, that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Balatanya, first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Shnei Zalman Vladi. So in his Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Birchas Hananin, Perek Yud Beis, in Sif Aleph, he writes, Kol Simchas Leva Bola Adam, any joy that comes to your heart, you know, and so on, so you make a bracha, either Shechiano or if it's other people, Tova Meitim. And in Sif Zion, he writes, among them are Shmuel's Tovos, right, whether it's for yourself, for others, and so on. And notice, though, the title of that section. His say there, Birchas Hananin, the title of 45. So the, and I don't know if this is an ironclad proof or not, but Shnei Zalman, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Baal Tanya, puts these dinim in his collection of Birchas Hananin. Okay, so that seems to be where he's leaning. Now the truth is, we look in the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Brachos, starting Parak Aleph, there are actually three categories of brachas that we have. Three major brachas categories. The first, Halacha Aleph, of course, Mitzvah Sesem and Atol of Aruch Achar Echlas Mozon. The one that's Doraisa, of course, is Birchas HaMozon. We call benching. Okay, that's, it says, Shenemar V'chalta V'savata V'rach Sashem L'kecha, right? We quote that pasuk in benching. So you eat, you satiate, and you give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, of course, you only chayiv if you're full, and so on. And Doraisa. Then in Palacha Beis, Umidivrei Sofer, Midrabonan, Levarach HaKol Maichal T'chila V'chakach Yenamena. Midrabonan, you should make a bracha before eating anything. Birchas HaMozon, after eat, v'chalta first, then v'savata, then you satiate, then a v'rachta. That's a daraisa. But midrabanan, you should make a bracha on before you eat something, and before you drink something. And he says at the end of that line, Malacha Beis, Echein im heiriach reach tov, right? Smell something pleasant, like b'samim. Okay? You make the bracha and then smell it, and so on. And anyone who makes it, who enjoys this world, below bracha, it's like ma'al, it's like stealing from Hashem. Okay, so that's one category of bracha, birchas hananin. Then in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes in 46, Halacha Gimel, Parak Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, Ukeshem shemavarchan al hanoya, kach mevarchan al kol mitzvah mitzvah. Just like you make a bracha before benefiting from food and from smell and whatever else, so too we make a bracha before doing a mitzvah, birchas hamitzvah. V'chakach yaseh so. Okay, now that's a different type of bracha. There's birchas hananin on food, and there's a birchas hamitzah on mitzvahs. Usually, the telltale sign of a birchas hamitzah is the inclusion of the phrase asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, whatever. So most of the time, when the overwhelming majority of time, there are one or two exceptions, but the overwhelming majority of time, you see that phrase in a bracha, right? Asher kiddushanu sav sonu l'nich tefillin. Asher kiddushanu sav sonu l'achilas matzah. And mitzvah drabanan too. We're having a few weeks, right? Asher kiddushanu sav sonu l'adlik neshul chanukah. Whatever. Whenever you make a bracha, you have that phrase. That's a birchas hamitzah. So that's not a birchas hananin. Birchas hananin says amotzi lechem aretz bar per gofen shakol ne'abivor. And so it doesn't have the phrase asher kiddushanu mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah. Okay. So the category one is a birchas hananin. Category two is a birchas hamitzah. And then the Rambam writes, the end of Halacha Gimel, Ubrochos Rabos Tiknu Chachamim Derech Shevach Vehodoya. Right? It's praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the Broch on thunder, the Broch on lightning, or the Derech Bakosha, could they Lizkor HaSabari Tamid, to be reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. You see a beautiful sight in nature. You see the ocean you haven't seen in 30 days and so on. These are the categories of Bircha Shevach. Afal Pi Shalom Nana. You didn't derive any actual pleasure from this. Right, the thunder out, they don't get any pleasure from it. Vigamla velo asa mitzvah, not a mitzvah. Nevertheless, that's the third category of bracha. And he writes in Halacha Daled, Nimtzu kol ha-brachas kulon shlosh aminim. Birchas hanoa, u-birchas mitzvahs, u-brachas hodoa, shein derech sheva, hodoa. Kedei lizkor et sabari tamin, v'lira menet. So the question is, what category does our bracha, this is Shechiyonu, and Atova Meitim, on Besorus Tovus, and so on, or Shechiyonu in general? Okay, not just the one with the case we were talking about, but the Shechiyonu in general. You know what is the bracha? Okay, yeah. So one issue, which is not what I looked into here, I didn't present it here. I really should have included. But the question is, do you have to make the bracha? You know, when do you make the bracha? Birchas Hananin is always made before. Birchas Shevach is always made after. Right. Well, the good news, though, you can't really make the bracha before because you don't know that it's coming. So that's why I'm not going to go through that issue right now. But in general, there is this chakira by Birchas Shechiyonu, whether it's a Birchas Hananin or a Birchas HaShevach. So let's just look. It turns out that it seems to be Machlokas Achronim. All right. If you take a look, there is a Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Vav Mud Aleph, 47. Tanu Rabbanan, Ha'osa Sukkah La'atzmo, when you make a sukkah, you build a sukkah, So Omer Baruch Shechianu. You can actually say the Baruch of Shechianu before Sukkot arrived on building the Sukkot, if you build it yourself. We happen not to do that, but that's what the Gemara says. Then Nichnas Leisheba Omer Baruch Asher Kedushanu, of course, Leisheba Sukkot. Then when you sit in the Sukkot, you make the Leisheba Sukkot. All right? Now, he says, if it's already standing, you have a sukkah already built. You can fix something and improve something. So then you would say the shachianu. Then otherwise, and this is the more common situation in the second line of 47, that sukkah mevav and alav lechashiyakane sleisheba mevarach shtayim. The first time you sit in the sukkah, you make two brachas. Says Rashi in 48. What two brachas? Mevarach shtayim leisheba sukkah. And Zman. Zman is the rabbinic nickname for the bracha of Shechiyonu. We call it Shechiyonu, but Zman is the nickname of the bracha. Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu, v'zman hazeh. So we call it the nickname of the bracha is Zman. Okay? So the standard situation is we make the bracha of Shechiyonu upon entering the sukkah. We say Leishu v'sukkah and Shechiyonu. That's on Memvav Menalef in brachas. 10 pages later, not Nun in the Sechiyonu sukkah, 10 pages later in Sukkadaf Nunvav Muralaf, we find a machlokas. Which bracha do you say first? You say the Leishev Sukkah first, or do you say the Shechiyonu first? Okay, that's the question. So that's a machlokas. 49. Itmar Rab Omar Sukkah Vacharkach Zman. The first is the bracha Leishev Sukkah, and then Shechiyonu. Right? Rab Avrochana Omar Zman Vacharkach Sukkah. You should first make the bracha of Shechiyonu, then Sukkah. Why? They give each give a reason. Rav Omar Sukkah v'achakas man chiyuv diyoma adiv. The obligation of the day today is to sit in the Sukkah. So that takes precedence. Shechiyonu, it's an important bracha, but it's not part of the day of a day's obligation. So therefore, the obligation of the day comes first, later with Sukkah. Rav Avrochanach says no. Zman v'achak Sukkah. The old rule. Tarev sheno tarev. Tarev kodem. Right. Because as Rashi says, Shechiyonu is more tadir because it's not limited to Sukkot, right? Shechiyonu say on Pesach also, say on Sukkot also, say on Rosh Hashanah Kippur also, right? Rashi says Shanoi b'chol regalim, and you can throw Chanukah and Purim into the mix too. So we say Shechiyonu much more frequently. So therefore, that comes first. All right. So how do we pasken this? So the Rambam writes in Chusukah Parak Vav Alach Yud Beis 51. Kol zman shekana shev besukah kol shiva mevarach kodem sheyesh asher kedushanu son leishu besukah. Right. Whenever you go into the sukkah during the week, you say leishu besukah. Uvelele yom tarishon mevarach al sukkah vechakam vechal zman. The Rambam pasken. And the first night when you're making a shechiyonu, you don't make shechiyonu the whole week, just the first night. So the first night when you say shechiyonu, the brachah leishu besukah is first, and then shechiyonu. And umisader kol brachas al kos. We say all the brachas in associated kiddush. We have the cup of wine. Okay. And that's the Rambam says something else. It's important, but not for related to sukkahs, but not for now. So this is the order the Rambam paskins like. Now, what about during the week? Okay, in other words, the when you make kiddush, okay. So when you make kiddush, so yeah, all the brachas are put with kiddush, right? You say kiddush bar per gofen, then the kiddush part mekadosh zov hazmanin, then leishu besukah, and then shechiyonu. Okay, that's the text when you're reciting kiddush. All right. But the Rosh points out there in Sukkah, Parak Dalet Siman Gimel, he quotes from one of the Gaonim, Umar of Tzemach Gaon, Azal Afal Pisha Mishenich Shekonis La Tzorach Levar, Kevin Shein La Keva, El Bishiv Esudu, Yesh Kiddush HaKos, Esudu Lifnes, the fun of Sojan HaKos. You put everything together with a cup to incorporate into Kiddush. But Rabbeinu Meir, Hayim Varach Al Sukkah, Kodim Berchaz Amotzi Af Bechol. Rameir Rutenberg, the Maram Rutenberg, the Rush writes, he would make the Leisha of a Sukkah before Hamotzi, even on a weekday, when there was no Kiddush. Okay, because that's what Gemara says. When you go in, you say, right, Nichnas Leisha of Baruch, you make the Baruch of Leisha of a Sukkah. So therefore, that should come before Hamotzi. And that was his practice. However, as the Rush points out, and as we know, we just finished Sukkot a couple weeks ago, look in second last line of 52, V'am lo nagu. Okay, that's not the way we do it. Okay, not the way we do it. We don't make the bracha leishu v'sukah before hamotzi. We make hamotzi and then we say leishu v'sukah. That's our practice. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch and our Chaim Siman Tov Reish Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. Seder HaKiddush. When you say Kiddush, so then you have Yayin, the bracha on the wine. Then Kiddush, Mekadosh Zov HaZmanim. Then leishu v'sukah and then Zman. Right, and then some question, what do you do the second night? Not my topic now. Some people switch the order in the second night, some people don't. Not my topic. But then the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Gimel. B'shar yomim, b'varach ala sukkah kodem birchas hamotzi. That's how he paskins, like the Rambam Rutenberg. The rest of the week, you should make the bracha leishah b'sukkah before saying hamotzi or mizonos, whatever it is when you come into the sukkah. But b'noagim l'varach ala sukkah achar birchas hamotzi. But the minig is not that way. As you remember, the minig is, again, when there's no kiddush, let's say on chalamoid, whatever, you mean, say make hamotzi, make the mizonos, you make the bracha of leishah b'sukkah after the hamotzi, before you taste anything. Okay, and I'm all right. Talking about chol, that's on a weekday. On Shabbos Yontif, the Yeshua Kiddush, Baruch Lacha Kiddush. So the Taz on that din in the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Taz are Chaim Simon Tov Reish Mem Gimel Simchat and Dalet 54. Now come back to what this has to do with us. The Taz writes. He says the reason why don't we follow that practice of Maram Gutenberg? Okay, and shouldn't we say? Didn't we learn in the Gemara that Chiyuva de Yoma Adif? Right, the obligation of the day that comes first, right? That's so we should taka say the leishah b'sukkah before hamotzi, right? But he says no, because it's not really an obligation today. Because technically speaking, says the Prima Gaudim, says the Taz, you can not eat in the sukkah, you just have fruit or candy bars or vegetables or whatever things that don't require the sukkah. So it's not really obligatory. But on Shabbos taka, not only Friday night but Shabbos too, when we are making kiddush. We do say the bracha leishah b'sukkah before motzi. We do, right? We say the bracha leishah b'sukkah at the end of kiddush, even though it's not a real kiddush, but we say the Shabbos kiddush. We say bar per gofen, and then we say leishah b'sukkah before motzi. Okay, because it's not really part of the obligation. When it is part of the obligation, though, that's something else. So the mishnah, to come back now to us, he says my problem is elu dekoshali, three lines on the bottom 54. The im kain b'shabbos b'su the shlishes. What about shalosh shudas on Shabbos? There's no kiddush by shalosh shudas. You're supposed to have bread. So according to what we're saying there, it's obligatory. So leishah b'sukkah should come before hamotzi, and that's not our practice. Okay, so that's what he wonders about. He says, we make the motzi first. So he says, because he says as follows. He says, when the Gemara speaks about the obligation of the day, that was when it was not talking about a birchas hanen. Remember the Gemara. Okay, that was talking about which came first, leishah b'sukkah or shechiyanu. Back in the Gemara, whatever it was, okay, where was it? Back in the Gemara in Sukkah, that's Mem Vav. Right?
Which day?
What, say it again?
Which day?
Any day of Chol HaMoed and so on.
No. First day Yontif, second day Yontif.
No, so I would say every day, but some people, the second night of Yontif, switch the order of the Shechiyanu and the Leishah B'sukkah. That's a different problem. And some people don't, and either way is good, whatever your minig is. Okay, I happen not to, but some people do. They're an important question, but it's a Sukkah's question. So I don't go into it right now. But anyway, the Gemara in 49, Anun Vav Mud Aleph, the question of which comes first, that was only when the conflict, quote-unquote, was between, the Shechiyanu and Leishah B'sukkah. However, when there's a Birchas Hanenin in the mix, he said that comes first if there's no kiddush. The birchas hanenin will have to come first, and therefore, even on shalosh shudas, where you could argue there is a chiyuva diyoma, there's an obligation of the day, but that's irrelevant when there's a birchas hanenin in the mix. So that's what the Taz says. By saying that, the Taz seems to be saying that shechiyanu is not a birchas hanenin. That's the diuk. Okay, you see that that he holds that it's only a birchas shevach. Right, because otherwise his point is that when there's a birchas hananin, that comes first. That's why the practice is always to make hamotzi before the leishah b'sukkah if there's no kiddush, even in shalosh shudas when there's an obligation to eat bread and so on. Still, we say the birchas hananin first, and he says because the whole issue of again what comes first, the chovas hayom or not, that's an issue when you're dealing with brachas that are not birchas hananin oriented. So from that statement, it looks like the Taz holds it's a birchas sheva. Okay, so that's one point. Another interesting din that relates to this, we'll see in a second. Okay, is the following: Daf Nun Chesam Beis Din Brachas 55. Amr Shulman Levi Haroes Chavero LaAchar Shloshim Yom. You meet up with a friend and you haven't seen him in a long time, 30 days or more. So Omer Baruch Shechiyanu V'Kimono Goes Me. Say a Shechiyanu. If you haven't seen him over a year, you say Mechaya Mason. Okay, that's a din. And but Tosus points out, That means someone who's beloved to you. Not stam. There are plenty of people I haven't seen in 30 days and I didn't miss them. Okay, and they didn't miss me. So now I see them, I don't have to make the bracha. You only make the bracha when it's somebody that you're especially fond of and you missed them and so on and so forth. Right? And that's Paskin, the Rambam, Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos Halacha Beis. V'chein haroz chaver ha'achar sholshim yom b'varach shechiyonu. And it goes, Maimonides says, but only somebody who will be very close to and you feel jolly to see him and so on. Shulchan Aruch has this in some Reish Kafei, Sif Aleph. Okay? Now here, it's an interesting question. The Mogen Avraham writes, there's another nafkamina with a tabircha shemach and tabircha sanan. The Mogen Avraham writes that what happens if a few people are seeing this guy? And he hasn't been around in a while. He came back to the base. He was sick or something like that. Now he came back to shul, came back to the base. We're all delighted to see him. Okay, we're all delighted to see him. So, can one person say the shachar on behalf of everybody? So Mogen Avraham writes in Sivkot and Aleph of Simreish Kofei, Afal b'sheish achem, Jennifer, so ain't a baracha tova meitiv. Dein's a tova ela simcha. You don't say a tova meitiv here because this is not technically a tova meitiv. But and that's not what I'm interested in, what he means by that. I'm more interested in what the Prima Gadim says there. Look in 61, Eish Avram and Sivkot and Aleph. U'mistaber d'chol bircha shevach odah echad motzi chavero. Usually by bircha shevach, someone can be motzi somebody else. Right? Someone can motzi somebody else. Why? Okay? Okay, but if they're both obligated, okay, I wonder about it. He says, "The ain levarach lechaver shechano al simchas halev, but ha ain sameach." How can you make a bracha when it comes to a bircha shevach? How can you make a bracha on behalf of somebody else? It's a bracha on your own inner joy. So how do I know that he's takpis so delighted to see this guy? Maybe he doesn't care, right? Maybe he didn't miss him. So therefore, in any event, the Prima Gadim here is suggesting that the concept of Arvus may not work by a Bircha Shevach. May not work. At first he says he thinks it would, but it may not work by a Bircha Shevach. Now, if that's the case, he sounds like Shechiyonu's Bircha Shevach. It's Bircha Sanenin. You can say on behalf of somebody else. If I'm having an apple and you're having an apple, I can make a bar pates and it works for you too. Okay, or like we do on Friday on the table on Shabbos, right? One person makes a motzi, counts everybody, right? So the fact is that he says by Bircha Shevach Odah, okay, apparently the Prima Gadim holds that, maybe it wouldn't work, okay? And that's what he's saying, maybe Lechatchila, you should not do it on behalf of somebody else at least. Okay, so then that's another possible nafkamina, okay, in that din, okay? Another area that's interesting in this perhaps not enough Kamina, but that's the Prima Gadim. So the Prima Gadim, the Taz, okay. Here's another one, okay. Another Prima Gadim. You know, we also make a Shechiyonu, like we said, on a new fruit. That's the Gemara in Erev in Memud Beis 62. The Gemara says that the Rav Yehuda said, "I would make a bracha karacharata, a new piece of new squash." Now, that's a whole question that applies today because, as Rashi says, in Erev and Memed Beis in 63, Kashin Roa Delas Chadosh Mishana L'Shana, right? I see the new fruit for this year. I don't know about you, but, today we can get everything, at least in America, we can get everything all the time. There's no seasons anymore, right? You can get whatever fruits, you can get summer fruits and winter fruits. It used to be not like that, okay? I remember years and years ago, a long time ago, 30 or plus years ago, my wife and I went to Florida in January. We were able to get peaches. It was big excitement. You didn't get peaches up here, but now you can get everything all the time. That's all questions bracha applies anymore. Well, maybe not in Eretz Yisrael. I remember a few years ago, we had some students in our yeshiva high school at MTA. So we have a program with yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. We exchange students, the exchange program. So a group of boys in Eretz Yisrael were in here. So they came, we had them over for Shabbos. So they stayed by us Friday night. And there's a group of four, five, six, I forgot how many high school boys came. So I remember we were hosting them Friday night. My wife said, "You better get some nash for dessert, the high school boys, So I bought like a chocolate meltaway cake and babka and, rugelach and all this stuff. I figured the boys will, And my wife is, very health conscious, certainly more health conscious than I. It doesn't take much, but she's very, So she said, "I have to buy some fruit also." So I bought some fruit, grapes or whatever. And so we put out the fruit. And here I have this all these fancy looking cakes. The boys look, anavim. This is in the middle of winter, they were here. They couldn't believe it. Grapes. The grape parameters were only having the summer. They were much more excited about the grapes than they were about the chocolate cake. Grapes in the wintertime. I never heard of such a thing. Right? So in any event, but that's another time we say Shechana. We're familiar with that from Rosh Hashanah night, right? Where we say many people have the practice to have certain types of fruits and vegetables. It's become more and more popular. And I happen to have grown up with it, but when I was a little kid, nobody had anything but the apple and honey. But now it's more popular, all these different simonim. And then you also have the second night, you have a fruit for Shechiano purposes. Although somebody remarked to me, we're in the store this year looking for a new fruit. Something every year I think about the new fruit, we have to find some kind of new fruit. And now when I find it, I remember why we haven't eaten it since last year. You know, because then a lot of times they don't taste that great, right? Let's be honest. All right, anyway. So, that's the din. The Rambam Perikil Achabez, when you see a fruit, and based on his Gemara. And that's a whole question. I go, it's my minutes. We have time. I won't go into it. In 66, in there, in Oz Gimel, he writes, it was when you see the fruit, when you eat the fruit. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses in some Reish Chav Hei Siv Gimel, Harot Prichadosh, Yivzei Shechiyanu. Even if you didn't eat it, it's in someone else's hands. You see it on a tree. And others say, V'nogu Shalavarach Ad Shasachila. We wait until you eat it and so on. Or you could make it earlier. Anyway, so on this, the Prima Gada mentions, in Sivkot and Zion, there in Sivan Reish Chaf Hei, he says, what do you say first, the Shechiyanu or the Bruch of the Bruch Tanenin? Right, the Bruch of Shechiyanu, the Bruch Tanenin. So he says, that because, you know, really you could have said the Shechiyanu when you see it, right? On the other hand, we're going to, what Bruch did you make first? That's the bottom line. So he says, L'chatchila roi l'vach Shechiyanu kodem achila. That's how he concludes Sivkot and Zion, the Eish Avram in the Sivan Reish Chaf Hei. So he says, based on this din, okay, l'chatchila is to say Shechiyanu first. Now, if Shechiyanu is just a Birchas Hanenin, so, you know, obviously, you make a Birchas Hanenin before you eat it, right? Then why should one Birchas Hanenin get a precedence over another? So the Mount sounds also like he thinks perhaps it's a Birchas HaShevach. However, not everyone agrees with this, okay? Not everyone agrees with this. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, for example, elsewhere in the Moruk Tzia in 72, Simon Tov Lamed Beis, writes that he thinks that it's a form of Birchas Hanenin, okay? And because he raises the question, what if I'm not sure if I said Shechiyanu? The old question of Sofek Brochas. So usually we say Sofek Brochas Lahakil, okay? But he says, on this Brocha, we don't say Sofek Brochas Lahakil. If you should Brocha Zu Niskal Simchas Halev, Shesomach Bahanoah, right? I'm excited about this Hanoah. Okay, this wonderful benefit that I'm getting. And therefore, as long as I'm still happy about it and so on. So I'm not allowed to have Hanoah without a bracha. So he says it's a Birchas Hanenin. And he writes Mefurish in the Shilos Yavit, same author, Yaakov Emden, Chelek Aleph, Siman Sama Gimel. Okay, he discusses there saying the bracha on a fruit that was grafted. We don't allow grafting, but you're allowed to eat it if someone else grafted. Nectarine or whatever. So we have a cross between different fruits. So we're not allowed to do it, but you're allowed to eat it if it was done by somebody else. And he says you definitely can say it because it's part of a Birchas Hanenin. Okay, so he mentions there also it's a Birchas Hanenin. Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva, Chelek Arachaim, Siman Kuf Mem Gimel. Okay, he raises an interesting question, 74. Again, I'm saying out, so I have to save a few moments. The Chassam Sofer says, you know, we make many shuls have the minute to say Kiddush and Shul Friday night, the Yontif night. Not Pesach, there's no Seder. But let's say, whatever, a question about Sukkot, maybe because you're not in the Sukkah. Let's say Shavuos night or whatever, they make a Kiddush and Shul. So should you say Shechiyanu? So let's say you do say Shechiyanu. Can you then say Shechiyanu again for the people at home? Well, no, you can say Kiddush again because you motzei them in the Birchas Hamitzvah in Kiddush, but you can't say Shechiyanu again because you were yotzei already, right? You were already happy with the arrival of Yontif. So, and therefore he says, since it's like a Birchas Hanenin, says Chassam Sofer, I ate an apple. I ate my apple already. Now you're eating an apple. I can't say Bar Pei for you. I can say a bracha for you if I'm eating also at the same time. But if I already said Bar Pei and I ate my apple, even though I'm still eating it, but I can't say another Bar Peitz for you. So he says, Shechiyanu is like that. If I said Shechiyanu already, I can't say it again for you. So therefore he says, the Chazan should be having in mind not to be Yotze, the Shechiyanu. That's how he gets out of it. But the mere fact that Chassam Sofer says it that way indicates that he thinks it's a Birchas Hanenin. And it's in Reish Tzadik Ches of Chelek Aradeya, 75. He says also, Mefurush, Birchas Shechiyanu, Birchas Hanenin. Okay? And the Maram Shik discusses Tashlumin. Can you make up the Bruch? Also says it's like a Birchas Hanenin. The last lines, we came and how we came a Birchas Hanenin. So many authorities assume it's a Birchas Hanenin. Many assume it's a Birchas Shevach. And we touched upon some of the Nafkaminas. Just to conclude, there's a very interesting Tosas and Sukkah on Mem, Vav, and Aleph. Okay, and that Dira Masha Osa Sukkah, we read the Gemara. Okay, basically what Tosas asks is, why in general do some mitzvahs get a Shechiyonu and others don't? Some mitzvahs in question. We put on tefillin and tzitzis for the first time, we don't make a Shechiyonu. Sukkah and Lulav, we do say Shechiyonu, right? Well, what's the difference? Okay, that's basically what the Tosfos is wondering. So Tosfos answers at the end, he says, Venira, it seems, the mitzvah sheyesh ba'alea simcha tiknu Shechiyonu. A mitzvah that people are really thrilled, over, delighted to be able to accomplish, there's some simcha associated with the mitzvah. So that's a bracha that that's a mitzvah upon which we say Shechiyonu. Okay, you say Shechiyonu because Shechiyonu is ultimately on the simcha. That's the Tosfos position. Okay, however, at the end Tosfos gives from the Gaonim a different answer. But Rav Shira Gaon, he quotes Kos Rav Shira Gaon, the lo samchina Allah the parakom aver the beinan midi da asim izman lezman. Now Shechiyonu is set on a mitzvah which comes from time to time. It's not a constant mitzvah like tefillin, tzitzis, and so on. It's a mitzvah which comes from time to time. So that's a machlokas. Why do we say Shechiyonu on mitzvahs? On some mitzvahs, not others. According to Tosfos, you say it on the mitzvahs which you're very happy about, and others, the Shur Gonim says that it's a mitzvah that comes from time to time. The Avudram in Brichas HaMitzvah Shvatayim, 78, he says, like Tosfos, that it's a din in simcha, okay, and he has some interesting points there about the simcha, but he says it's a mitzvah on simcha. On the other hand, the Ran, on the Rif and Sukkah of Beis and Beis, quotes the Tosfos, but he thinks it's not, you know, it's not on that. It's on mitzvah bol zman zman and so on. And you know, you wonder what about pidyon haben? We say Shechiyonu and pidyon haben. We do say Shechiyonu and pidyon haben. That's not mizman lezman. So the Ran says, yeah, but it's tied into time, 30 days and so on. Bris mila, our minhag is among Ashkenazim, we don't say a Shechiyonu. Okay, bris mila in chutzor. In Eretz Yisrael, they do it. It's a minhag agro. I remember I was once in Bnei Shurin at a bris. And they said Shechiyonu. Sfardim say Shechiyonu, but these were Ashkenazim. They said Shechiyonu. So, okay, I was there as a guest. I just was talking to the person next to me. I said, well, I'm surprised they said Shechiyonu. It's not usually our minig. So a fellow, who's, I guess, a guest of the Balei Simcha, turns around, don't you know, it's minig Yerushalayim. So I didn't want to close up. I said, I thought to myself, yeah, but we're not in Yerushalayim right now. I mean, I didn't want to spoil the fun for the guy. I don't even thought who he was. I said, yeah, I was aware of that. But, you know, don't you know, it's Minig Yerushalayim? Man, yeah, okay, good. But we don't make a Shechiyonu on Bris Mila, they say because the baby's in pain or whatever. But getting back to Hershon with this, I'll finish. Okay, it could be that those who hold that the Shechiyonu is only on mitzvahs would you get some kind of simchan from Hanoah, we'll say it's in the category of Birchas Hananin, right? That Tosfos. It's a Birchas Simcha. You're thanking the Kodesh Baruch with Hanoah. But if you say that it's in the category of Shemach Vahodah, so then, you know, it's only a mitzvah, Shabbat, Mizman, Lizman. I'll just end by pointing out the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Reish Chof Beis, Sivkot and Aleph, writes in 80, Ukemeduma Shekayom, Mematim, Mebrochas Eilim. Nowadays, we're not careful to say these brochas, and somehow it fell out of use for Besura Tova. Maybe you shouldn't. I don't know. When you have a baby, supposed to say, when you have a baby boy, you say Shechiyonu. With a baby girl, you say Shechiyonu. When a baby boy, you say Atova Meitim, because it's going to impact others. It's going to be a whole big Suda by Bris and so on and so forth. But in any event, most of the time, we don't say this bracha on good news. However, the Shlah in Shara Osios Oshei on the Hallel writes in Ozvav, he says, even though if you don't say a bracha, but still you should thank Hashem. And I thought that's where the phrase Baruch Hashem comes from. We say Baruch Hashem. You tell people Baruch Hashem, good news, right? Baruch Hashem. So even though you don't say a bracha, it's still proper to make sure you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving you, you know, this benefit and this, you know, this wonderful, whatever it is. So maybe we don't make a formal bracha of Shechon HaTov HaMeitiv, but it's still good to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that the Shalom says, I don't really deserve it. And maybe, you know, it's not that significant in the bigger picture. But nonetheless, I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me whatever he gave me. Wish everybody a guten Shabbos.